I'm Karen Given, filling in for Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, 75 years after Lou Gehrig's famous farewell speech, we talk about what made that moment endure. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
The New York Knicks and the Los Angeles Lakers have presented their best offers to free agent Carmelo Anthony. Anthony has also met with the Chicago Bulls and the Dallas Mavericks. Where does Melo go?
I don't know, but the Knicks are offering him $129 million, and given the inconvenience of moving, I'd stay right where I was. This is a lot of rock to be breaking over a guy who's going to really make you feel miserable about halfway through next season.
The Houston Rockets posted a picture of Anthony in a number 7 jersey. Wait, don't they already have someone at number 7?
Yes, that's Jeremy Lin, a very charismatic and well-thought-of basketball player. Everybody seems to be taking it in good spirits, though, although Lin apparently may wind up with the 76ers.
Free agent LeBron James is on vacation with his family this week and letting his agent handle face-to-face meetings with the teams courting his talents. Is this good news for those who hope LeBron isn't serious about leaving South Beach?
I don't know. I think my feeling is that at least he and Dwayne Wade will be where they are next year. There'll be some rejiggering of contracts. Chris Bosh may well wind up somewhere else, perhaps even Houston. But I think Wade and James will be back in Miami.
With exactly 1 year of coaching experience, Jason Kidd, formerly of the Brooklyn Nets, apparently wanted a better deal, and the Milwaukee Bucks were willing to give it to him. Isn't it a little early in his coaching career for Kidd to be making these sorts of moves?
Well, no, not really, if he can actually do it. I mean, it was a fine business move, and I spent 5 years in Milwaukee, and I can't understand why anybody would want to live anywhere else.
The U.S. was knocked out of the World Cup on Tuesday, Charlie, and now we have dueling
theories.
Is that why
Bill isn't here?
He's broken up. We now have dueling theories about the future of the team. Coach Jurgen Klinsmann says the team is now ready to win it all. And former team member Landon Donovan says the U.S. is, quote, not set up to succeed. Who's right?
I think Klinsmann is right. I think every move he made looked like it worked out pretty well. And I think Landon Donovan should come to grips with the fact that he is no longer the future of American soccer and stop whining about stuff.
I've got a tip for you, Charlie. If you're an NFL player trying to convince your team and an arbitrator that you're a wide receiver, it's best not to call yourself a tight end on your Twitter bio.
Yeah, that's true. Jimmy Graham down in New Orleans had a lot of money depending on him being classified as a wide receiver and not a tight end. And given the fact that the NFL is now full of these hybrid positions and everybody playing everything else, Bill Belichick being the master of the form, once playing Richard Seymour, a defensive lineman at running back, Graham apparently thought he had a case, but no, because he's self-identifying out there in cyberspace as a tight end, he's going to be a tight end for the purposes of being paid.
Well, I mean, he lost $5 million on this deal. Shouldn't the guy who led the league in touchdowns last season have a little bit more bargaining
power? Well, see, that's the thing. I think the International Brotherhood of Tight Ends should get together and go on strike. They're obviously being undervalued at that position.
7 former NFL players have filed an official objection to the proposed NFL concussion settlement. They're asking the judge to throw out the deal that they say is only good for the league and the lawyers. Do they have a shot?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at the grounds for the lawsuit against the settling parties. One of the objections is that the players who suffered these injuries in what used to be NFL Europe wouldn't be covered. They're also objecting to the fact that the plaintiffs in this case, the lawyers involved, didn't conduct any discovery. So there's no way to really know if the deal was fair or not. I don't know about the NFL Europe thing, but that particular element would seem to be very compelling and worth going on with.
Charlie, once again, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has threatened to allow a team to move if a local government didn't give that team a better stadium deal. And again, the local government seems to have obliged. Who's the lucky city this time around?
That would be Oakland, where I was spending a couple of days only a couple of weeks ago with the Oakland A's in town against our own Boston Red Sox. Plenty of good seats were still available for the set. Yeah, I mean, this will be the last legacy of Bud Selig, who's a company man from start to finish.
I don't pretend to be interested in how the Toronto Blue Jays scored a run on Thursday by using a replay challenge to have their own runner called out. But I will suggest that maybe these replays are slowing down an already very slow game.
Now, in addition, if you're in the National League, to the great spectacle of watching managers try to think, you can have umpires sitting there chatting with each other while you sit there and drink your $8 beer. Yeah, the delay was 4 minutes and 27 seconds, or roughly the same time it takes Clay Buchholz to throw one pitch.
And finally, Charlie, you endured days of testimony.
I did.
In the Ed O'Bannon trial. So I think you would appreciate Mark Emmert Appreciation Night, hosted by the Lake County Captains of East Link, Ohio. How exactly does a minor league baseball team appreciate the president of the NCAA?
Well, under cross-examination, Emmert said that we have to keep unpaid labor in college sports because, and I will quote him directly, to convert college sports into professional sports would be tantamount to converting into minor league sports. And we know that in the United States, minor league sports aren't very successful either for fan support or the fan experience. Bosh, say the Lake County Captains, who had Mark Emmert Appreciation Night, where they had not only the distribution of the very same NCAA video games that may well get the NCAA whacked over the head by a 2x4, they also had occasional $100 handshakes distributed to fans who wore generic college jerseys that may or may not correspond to a famous athlete who had attended that college. And they also crowned their own BCS champion, and the prize was an autographed basketball from Ed O'Bannon. I think I may become a Lake County Captains fan for life.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce on Grantland, among other places. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.